Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The sugya here is continuing the discussion of L'Seichel Kol Te'eva. On Kuf Yudalanam and Beis, Rav Ashi had said a way how he knows that Basa B'Cholav is Asa B'Achilu Ba'ana. The Torah says L'Seichel Vashel Gadi B'Chalav Imai. The Torah said that basar b'cholav is asur and bishul. You're not allowed to cook basar and cholav together. And Rav Ashi says, I could tell you also that it's asur la'achilo ba'ana, because it says le'seichel kol te'eva, that you can't eat any te'eva, and Rav Ashi says, kol she'ti afdil chareya bal te'echal. And Rashi says, kol she'asarti l'cha, whatever I asked from you, le'savei le'srachik mimenu, that I said that you have to consider it a te'eva, you have to distance yourself from it, so that has a din that you can't eat it and you can't have enough from it. So that's a lav. You learn it and know because every time it says le'seichel, Rabbi Voh said that includes an isra anah also. So the Gemara asks kamakashis on this rule le'seichel kol te'eva and answers them. And there are differences between Rashi and Tosfos how to understand the kashis and what the proper girsa of the answer is. And I think there's also, based on this, a sadistika machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand b'chlal, what does it mean, kol she'ti afdil chareya u'bal teichal? And we'll get to it in the hemshech of the shir. The Gemara's first kash is from Shabbos. The Gemara says, ela me'ata ma'isa Shabbos litzru. If someone's mechal Shabbos, cooks on Shabbos, it should become aser, because the ta'afdil lecha. Shabbos chil, Shabbos is something which is the te'eva. The Torah asked it, l'savel, l'chigu meni, and alibi, mechal Shabbos. So, Mamela, now that you mechal Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to eat what you cooked on Shabbos, because, kol she'tav chareyu b'al teichal. So, Agav Rashi says that ma'isa Shabbos is like mevashel b'Shabbos, and the Gemara's kasha was, it should be also b'achil l'chol Yisrael. It should be also for everyone. Even though it says in the Mishnah, b'meizid lo yeichal, which means you're not allowed to eat it, so it sounds like Ma'aser Shabbos is indeed Aser, but Lo Yachal in the Mishnah means he can't eat it because of a Knas, but other people could eat it, and that's what's Mavur in the first Perek. So Mele, we have a Kasha, Ma'aser Shabbos should be Aser for everybody. So Rashi clearly is learning the Gemara's Kasha was on Mezit, and that's why Rashi is a little bothered. What do you mean Ma'aser Shabbos should be Aser? It is Aser. So Rashi explains it means it should be Aser for everyone, not just for the one cooking it, Mishum Knas. The Aruch Lener in the Makis Daf Yud Ches and Reb Shloime Eger in the Reb Kiv Eger and Ksuvas Daf Lamed Dalad, they're both Ma'ir, that L'Chaya the Kasha should also be on Shegig. You didn't have to say the Kasha is on Mezid and then explain that even though the Mishnah said Mezid Lo Yechol, but that means only he can't eat it, but other people could eat it, and Kol She'tav Tel Chol should be Asad to everyone. L'Chaya the Mishnah also says B'Shegig Yechol. So even B'Shegig, it should be considered kol she'tav t'chol. Just like by basar b'cholav, Rashi said earlier, that whether it's done by aveir or shalei by aveir, like a katan or a goy, since it's the after l'cha, so it's a bal teichal. So even an aveir b'shegig kol she'kein, which is an aveir, it's just b'shegig, it still should be kol she'tav t'chol, and it should be b'bal teichal. It's a little bit hara, why Rashi dafka learned it by mezit. The chsam seif in chedushim though, Tain is like this. He says, why don't you ask a kasha? Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says that there's a Xerius Akasav of Kaidish Hilachem, he Kaidish Vemaseh Kaidish. If you're going to apply kosher to Avdil Charevu Bal Teichal, so that would apply even if a guy, L'Chare, that should apply even if a guy was Mechal Shabbos. Just like by Basa B'Cholav, even if a guy cooked Basa B'Cholav, Rav Ashi was saying, it goes into the Klal of kosher to Avdil Charevu Bal Teichal, even if it happened by itself. So, in fact, the Chsam Sefer, L'Chaya, that should apply even if the Chol Shabbos happened by itself. Marshal, you put up a pot before Shabbos, and it cooks on Shabbos. So that's Mutter Gomer to do, because no one did the Chol Shabbos, but it did cook by itself, it happened to have cooked on Shabbos. So, would the Gemara mean that that also should be Asur? It's not Mashma that way. He means the Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Shabbos, in the Gemara that says that you could take the Karban Pesach before Shabbos and put it in the Tanner and let it roast on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi learns that from a Pasuk, Sheshes Yom Tasu Malachda Machtech Uveyoyim HaShvi. That who had been, not only Sheshes Yom Tasu Malacha, but who had been B'yoyim HaShvi Kedum Malacha, means even by Shvi, it's Yehasa Malacha, the Malacha could be done ayidei l'malach of the sheishes yamim. That's what the Mishnah says, that you could allow water to go into the gina and let the water go the entire Shabbos. So if there would be a leisechel kol te'eva by chil Shabbos, would all these things also be aser? And then l'chay you'd have exeris akasav, you would need kaidish he kaidish ve'maseh kaidish, tepiklei because it is exeris akasav, that a malacha that's done before Shabbos and continued on Shabbos is mutter. So the Chasam Sofer says the Gemaldigi is saying that Shabbos is different than other Averis, many other Averis. Other Averis, the Isser is the Maisa. But by Shabbos, the Isser is not the Maisa. It's not the fact that this was done on Shabbos. The Isser is that the goof wasn't Shavis. It's a din the goof, the Gavra has to be Shavis. It's not the Maisa. And he brings the Veltz Kasha, the answer to the Veltz Kasha, the famous teretz to the Veltz Kasha, that if you hold Yesh Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra, like Rashi and Bav Metzi in the fifth parak, that there is Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra, and a Nachri is not a Bar Chiyuva, why wouldn't there be an Issadei Raisa to tell a guy to do Malacha for you on Shabbos? You say Ein Shlichus L'Nachri, but there is a tzad that L'Chumra we say Yesh Shlichus L'Nachri, even the Raisadik. How are you going to say because Ein Shlichus L'Var Avera? But since the guy is not a bar chiyuva, whenever the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, you don't say in shliach advar avera. So why would there be an issur deraisa to tell a guy to do malach of you on Shabbos? Some ask the kasha with a different knach. The Ramah says that if somebody's makabel Shabbos early, he's allowed to tell another yid to do malach of him, even though for him it's Shabbos. But since it's not Shabbos for the other yid, and it's only Shabbos because he decided it's Shabbos, weren't geyser on telling someone to do a malacha, not an Amir L'Akum, not an Amir L'Yisrael. So there you don't have Ein Shlichus L'Akum, it's the Yisrael. And you don't have Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera because it's not Shabbos for the Yisrael, so you're not a Bar Chiyuva. So why don't you say it's us not Shlichus? That Yesh Shlich Dvar Avera when the Shlich is not a Bar Chiyuva, and it should be us not Shlichus. So Kama Achreinim, it's the Beis Meir in Eben Ezer, Simen Hei Sif Yadalid. It's the Yeshua's Yankov in Erech Chaim, Simen Reish Samal Gimel Sif Kotten Vav. And the Chasam Sofer himself writes it, besides for writing it here, he writes it in the Tshuva Erech Chaim, Simen Pei Dalid, that on Shabbos, the Issur is not the Maisa. If the Issur would be the Maisa, like, L'Sachar Sherba Chamor Yachtov, L'Sachsam Sherba Disha, this is the Maisa. So you could do the Maisa Yidei Shliach, and it will be Yasser. Like Sakifu Bas Reishkan, the Gemara says, if you tell a Isha to be Maka for Katan, there might be a problem of Yesh Shliach Advar Avera, because the Isha is not a Bar Chiyuva, so it will be a problem of Yesh Shliach Advar Avera, that will be Osir to tell an Isha to be Maka for Katan, because it's the Maisa Kofa that's Osir. But here, the Maisa Chil HaShabbos is not what's Osir. What's Osir is the goof of the Yisrael working on Shabbos. It's like a mitzvah Sheba Gufay, it's Bechal not Chayach to do that Ayidei Shlichus. Bishul Basa B'chalav, the Maisa Bishul Basa B'chalav, it's what's Aser. So Mela, no matter how it's done, even by itself, that's Kol Shita After Lecha. There was a Bishul Basa B'chalav. Here, Chil Shabbos means a Guf Yisraeli is working on Shabbos. Without that, it's B'chalav not Chil Shabbos. It wouldn't be Kol Shita After Lecha. That's what the Chasam Sofer is saying. It's a Gvaldiki Yisayin. The Stipler points out that with this Yisayin, you can really answer the Muki Yosef's Kasha, the Stipler's above a Kama Simon Chaf Aleph. Migyasef and Bavakama asked the Kasha, if you say Eishem Mishum Chitzav, any time you light a fire, it's considered a Maisa B'Yadayim, it's considered a Adam Hamazik, for everything the fire destroyed. So how you light a fire, how you allowed to light a fire before Shabbos, let it burn the whole Shabbos, that should be considered like you're burning the fire, Eishem Mishum Chitzav. So the Migyasef says it's Ki'ilu the Maisa happened right away, it's Ki'ilu you did everything on Erev Shabbos, but Lefinus Yisayin is b'chol not shver. Avada the Maisa is meyuchis to you. It's considered your Maisa. But your guf was shavis. The Yisayin is similar to the Ksaisis Yisayin, the Beis Meir himself tells it too. How come by mitzvahs you can't tell a shliach? How come you can't tell a shliach to put on tefillin for you, to eat matzah for you, to sit in a sukkah for you? Why can't you do these mitzvahs ayidei a shliach? You could do certain mitzvahs ayidei a shliach. You could do mila ayidei a shliach. Ksiva Sefer Torah, whatever, a lot of mitzvahs you could do ayidei shliach, but not these, what's the word, what's the chilek? So the Ksai says, the mitzvah is not the mice of putting on tefillin. The mitzvah is having tefillin on your head. If your shliach puts on tefillin, it's like you put on tefillin on his head. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is having tefillin on your head. Same thing with eating matzah. The mitzvah is not the mice of eating matzah. The mitzvah is the matzah has to go into your bani. So it's considered like you ate the matzah. It's considered like you ate the matzah in the shliach's bani. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. It doesn't pass shlichus. It doesn't make sense shlichus. Shlichus is on a mice. The mice is miuchus to you. But here it's more than the mice has to be miuchus to you. Maybe you could say, asiyas narka, or milas benoi, or if Rosh is Truma, or whatever it is, so good, so you get the credit for that mitzvah. By shaking here, it's not a matter of the maisa being done through you, it's a matter of the maisa, of your guf experiencing the maisa, participating in the maisa, that's b'chal not shayach ha'idei shliach. So the Ksam Sefer says that the Gemara's kash of kol sheta aftalecha would have to be a chil Shabbos. Anything which is not done through the participation of a guf Yisrael, doing malacha on Shabbos, that is b'chol machil Shabbos. It's not kosher to aftilicha, so mamela, if a guy would do it, or someone would do a ma'isa before Shabbos and it would continue on Shabbos, that wouldn't be b'chol, the kosher to aftilicha b'chol. But this wouldn't really answer the achreinim's kasha b'shegig, which that's clearly is a guf Yisrael doing the chol Shabbos, he just doesn't realize that it's Shabbos now, that's obviously chol Shabbos, he has to bring a korban. So vayta, that should definitely be nichlal and kosher ta'afi l'cha. Al kol panim, that's the Gemara's kasha. If you hold the v'seichel kol te'eva, so any chil Shabbos should be asa b'achilu ba'anoa als kosher ta'afi l'cha re'o bal te'echal. So the Gemara says, Xeris akosev, not amakraki kaidish hi l'chem, hi kaidish ve'maseh kaidish, is Xeris akosev telling you that ma'aser Shabbos would not have the din of kosher ta'afi l'cha. Then the Gemara asks the kasha from Chayrish B'Shar V'Chamor and Chaysim Pipar V'Dashba. So there's two pshatim, what's the Gemara's kasha and what's going on, and Machloikis Rashi and Taisus, and also what's the girsa of the Gemara's teretz. Rashi says that the Gemara's kasha is that if somebody is Chaysim Pipar and he's Dashba, so the tfuah that was threshed with being over in the lav le'sach some shor b'nishay, that tefuah should be kol shetafil l'cha. Or, if someone is chayrish b'shor v'chamar, so, and then you plant in that field, so what's planted in the field, which came through a chayrish b'shor v'chamar, through a lav derais of a sachrish b'shor v'chamar yachtov, should be considered kol shetafil l'cha. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Rashi, it's not to asur eating the cow that was muzzled, or the shor and the chamar that was chayrish together. And in that, the Gemara answers that you learn it from Shabbos. If even Shabbos, which is more chamor, the ma'aser Shabbos is mutter, so kol shken a lav of l'saksim shor b'disha, l'sachrish b'shor v'chamor yachtov, which is not as chamor, their ma'asim would be mutter. So Rashi asks the kasha, if you are going to learn out from Shabbos, that just like there's mutter, we don't say kosher te'avtelecha, so who adin by chaysen pi para, or by chayrish b'shar v'chamar, the ma'isa magni mutter, so why would that limit apply to basa b'chalav? And learn out from ma'isa Shabbos that basa b'chalav is also mutter b'chilav anah. Why do we say by basa b'chalav it's asa b'chilav anah, because le'seichel kol te'eva kosher te'avtelecha re'ev b'al te'echal? And by Shabbos you have exerus akasev that you don't say by Shabbos he kaidish v'emaseh kaidish. And we learn out from Shabbos to chayrish shor v'chamar yachtov v'chaysim pipar that there also you're allowed to eat the results because a kal v'chaymer from Shabbos. So why would that apply to basa b'chalav? So Rashi answers, because mistabra di surah dekru alea komar de ochel te'eva gufei. Basa b'chalav, you're eating the actual te'eva. So that's what's nichol in the pasuk. Mashein kein, by chayrish shor v'chamar yachtov, you're not eating the charisha, you're eating what's resulting in the charisha. By chaysim and dash, you're not eating the chasima, you're eating what's resulting from the chasima. So that, you learn that from Shabbos, that what results from the aveira does not become asur. So Taisus, at the end of the Ramas L'Chayrish B'Shar V'Chamar, he brings down the Rashi, and he says he doesn't understand what's the chilik between when you cook basa b'chalav and you're telling me you're eating the te'eva gufa, And when you cook on Shabbos, you're telling me that you're not eating the Te'eva Gufa. What's the difference? In other words, Taisus is saying, I understand by the Chais and Pipara, you're not eating the thing you did the Aveir with. You're eating what results from it. You're eating the Tfu, which is threshed. The Aveir was done with the cow. And you're eating the Tfu that was threshed. You're not eating the Shar and the Chamar that the Aveir was done with. You're eating what's resulted from the Aveir. You're eating the Tfu, which came from the field, which was plowed by a Shar v'chamar yachtav. But by Shabbos, similar to Basa B'cholof, you're eating the thing that was cooked. You're eating the thing that the Aveir was done with. What's the chilek? So Taisus says that the chilek is that by Basa B'cholof, it's nicker. It's recognizable. You could see that Aveir was done. By Shabbos, it's not nicker. It's not recognizable. That's why it's not called the Te'eva itself. But Taisus is bothered because the Gemara continues on and asks the question from Eisev es Benai, or from Shiluach HaKain, and those things, and the Gemara asks, why don't you say, Kol Shati Avtilecha, when someone is over the lav of Sharei Sela Sishtu B'yay Mechad, Yishach Eisev es Benai, or someone's over the lav of Sikach HaEim HaLabanim, why don't you say it's Asikus Kol Shati Avtilecha? So why isn't the Gemara answer you? From Shabbos, there also it's not Nikr. That should be the same thing as Chais and Pipara, or Chayr Shar v'chamar. You can't tell that it was shechted the same day. You can't tell that this aim was taken me'alabanim. So he says you have to say it's more nicker than Chayr Shar v'chamar and Chaysim Pipara. Very unclear why. So the Teres Chaim asks the Kasha, why is it more nicker? But according to Taisus, the ikavart of the chilek is that are you eating the thing that you did the Aveira with, or eating something which results from what you did the Aveira with? By Basa B'cholov, you did the Aveir with the Basa B'cholov, that's why it's called Shati Achtelecha. By Chais and Pipara, and Chayrish B'shar V'chamar, you did not do the Aveir, you did the Aveir with the Para, the Shar V'chamar. You didn't do the Aveir with the Tfuah that was threshed, or the Tfuah that grew from the field, and therefore, that's not called Shati Achtelecha. But Taiz only bothered that by Shabbos, you did the Aveir with the thing that you cooked. So that's what Taisus Mechadish, this new svarot also has to be nicker, and it's hard getting it through the Gemara. But Kama Achreinim say that that's not the Teretz. It's not a vart whether it's nicker or not. The Gur Aryeh, the Maral, on the Rashi in Dvarim on the Seichel Kol Te'eva, and also the Maram Shif pretty much says it, Lubekitzer, and the Teretz Chaim here says it, and Kein Zen the Chsam Sefer, that we mentioned earlier, that the chilek is that basa b'cholav, that's what you're not allowed to cook. Basa b'cholav is what the Torah was makpid, you're not allowed to cook. That's why it's the te'eva. You're not allowed to cook the basar and cholav together. That's what you're not allowed to cook. Vashenkein Shabbos, it's not the pshat, you're not allowed to cook this thing. You can cook it whenever you want, just you're not allowed to be mechal on Shabbos. You can't cook it on Shabbos, you can't do chil on Shabbos. Sam Sefer says sharf, like we explained before. It's the guf that has to be shavus on Shabbos, nothing to do with the cooking. So in Mela, this is just a result of the te'eva. It's a result of the chil Shabbos, like chayis and pipara, and like chayish b'shar v'chamar yachdav. Hashengi and basa b'cholav, these are the ingredients in Allah to cook together. And the same thing with klai zrun and klai behema, that's what you're not allowed to plant together. The Gemara is the kasha from Klai Zerum. The Gemara is the kasha from Klai Behema. This is what you're not allowed to bermabia together. That's called the actual te'eva. Now, Taisus learns the Gemara, when the Gemara asks the kasha from Chayrish B'shar V'chamar Yaktav and Chayis and Pipara, Taisus learns that the Gemara was asking to asur the Shar V'chamar that was Chayrish Yaktav, the animals, and the para that was muzzled. The animals you did the Aveir with. That is the Gemara's Kasha. And he brings a girs in the Gemara that the Teretz is not a limud from Shabbos, because we don't learn out from Shabbos. Shabbos is a special Xeris Kasa by Shabbos. You don't learn out to anything else. But another limud, that there's a Xeris Akasa of saying that you could bring a carbon, because it says in the Pasuk, Umiyad ben Nechar, lo yisakrivu aslechem alakecha mikol eila, that you can't bring a behemoth which had sirus, a behemoth which was castrated, and the oiv and the lav the rice of Arzchem leisasu, you can't bring that as a carbon. Mikol eli at the makriv, avot the makriv kachim shenev de b'avera. you're not allowed to bring these animals that a seris was done, that particular aveir, but you are allowed to bring other aveiris that were done, like chayrish shar b'chamari achdav and chaysim pipar. And Taiz himself asked earlier, so what about a behemoth that had seris? Why would that behemoth not be kosher to after chayrish b'bal teichel? And Taiz answers, because since the Taiz said that moach v'chosus is also l'gvayim, mechal v'lehed yitshari, similar to like kalayim, since it's also l'gvayim, mechal v'lehed yitshari. So Kumtes, according to Taiz, there's no chilik between Shabbos and chaysim pipara and chayrish shar b'chamari achdav and anything else. Shabbos has Xeris Akasov, and Chais and Pipar also has Xeris Akasov, and Sharvach Marech Yachtav also has Xeris Akasov, and all these things have Xeris Akasov at the Mutter. But the Shaila is, why did Taisus have a hard time understanding Rashi? That Rashi says the Bas of Chalav itself is a Te'eva. Masha'en came by Shabbos as just a result of the Te'eva, and the Achareinim explain, because Bas of Chalav, that's what you're not allowed to cook. Masha'en and Shabbos, you really like to cook this thing, just not on Shabbos. And also, I want to explain why Taisus Nemzan, that Be'etzim, Leseich Kol Te'eva means that if you did an Avera with the Chayfetz, with an item, that Chayfetz becomes Aser. And Rashi says, no. It's not the Chayfetz that you did an Avera with which that becomes Aser. Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha wasn't that the Shur should become Aser when you do the Harisha Shur V'chamar Yachtav, or you do the Chasima, you muzzle it up while you do the disha. So I'm learning like this. Taisus holds the yisayid of kolshet te'avtach rabel teichel means if you did an aveir with something, you're not allowed to eat it. And you're not allowed to have an offering it. It's like a knas. You do an aveir with something, you lose it. Gone. So melo, when you're chayrish b'shar v'chamar yachtav, you can't eat the shar v'chamar. You did an aveir with them. When you're chayrish b'bar, you can't eat the vara. You did an aveir with it. When you cook on Shabbos, you can't eat the food. You didn't have air with it. But all these things have Xeris Akasav that they're mutter, their own Xeris Akasav. You don't learn out one from the other. So Lafit Taisus Havana, what's the difference if you didn't have air by cooking meat and milk together, or you didn't have air by cooking meat on Shabbos? You didn't have air with the item. The only chilik Taisus had was, bisla adoch chilik, that it has to be nikkur that you did the aveir with it. And in that he asks, so what about Isav es b'nei in Shluch HaKadosh? It's also not nikkur. He says it's more nikkur, and it's not clear what he means. But according to Rashi, I want to learn, and I have a bigger raya from how Rashi learns b'Shluch HaKadosh, like I'm going to explain. It's not the pshat if you do an aveir with an item, you lose it. That's not what Kol Sheta After Lecha means. Kol Sheta After Lecha means when the Torah went and asked something and said it was a te'eva and was merachik you from it, even though the Torah didn't say that you're not allowed to eat it, this lav says you're not allowed to eat it. When the Torah said, be meruchik from this particular thing, now I'm making a lav, don't eat it either. But not because you did the aveira. It's nothing to do with you doing an aveira. When the Torah went and said, this thing is meruchik, l'mashal, basa b'cholav, the Torah said, you can't cook it together. Cooking basa b'cholav together is meruchik, is an isser. So memela, this thing, cooked, basa b'cholav, cooked together, also has an isser achila. The te'eva of cooking it together applies also to eating it together when it's cooked. So there, we understand. The Gemara extended that to hu adin, when I did something which is a te'eva, and something else resulted from it. I did chil Shabbos. Now, there's no such thing, I can't eat chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is not edible. But something resulted from it. So I can't eat the thing that resulted from it. But the Gemara says we have Xeris Akasav that you could. So who would in Chaysim Piparet and Chayrish B'Shar V'Chamar Yachtav? Where the Torah never said that the Parah was a Te'eva. Being Chaysim Piparet is not saying that the Parah is a Te'eva. It's saying the Chasim is a Te'eva. Being Chayrish B'Shar V'Chamar Yachtav, the Torah never said the Shar and the Chamar are Te'eva. Being Chayrish with them Yachtav is a Te'eva. The tvua that results from the chayrish shar v'chamar yachtav or the chasimis pipara, that's something that results in a te'eva. Oh, something that results from a te'eva, that we learn that from Shabbos, that results from a te'eva, that's mutter. That's not in kol sheta after chayrish b'al teichel. But the te'eva itself, the thing the Torah said was a te'eva, that itself is telling you that it's aser. Nothing to do with the fact that an aveir was done with it. Lefi that avana, it's very simple. The Torah said basar and chalav cooked together, I'm calling that a te'eva. That's why you can't cook it together. It's a te'eva that you can't cook together, because cooked basar and chalav together is a te'eva. Samel, don't eat the te'eva. But the Torah never said that the meat that's cooked on Shabbos is a te'eva. The Torah said you should be mechal Shabbos. The chil Shabbos is a te'eva, but the ingredient is not the te'eva. That's the achrayim schilik. Now the Torah Chaim goes and says that all the next Gemara's kashas are all also answered with the same yisait, that you can't learn out from Shabbos because they themselves are te'eva. The Gemara brings four isurim afterwards. The Gemara asks them klai zroim, when you plant two zroim together, which is no isur to eat them, as opposed to klai akerim, when you plant zroim in the kerim, that's asa ba'ana, but klai zroim is no isur. And the Gemara says that's mutta ba'ana because you learn from klai behema. And klai behema, when you marbia two different minim, a shor and a, let's say a kevis and a eiz, you marbia the two together, there's no isur to eat the vlad. And the Gemara says, because mi da asur achmana l'gvayim mechal d'lehedyit shari, it's exerius akasiv, that's asur, and you learn out klai zroim because behem techa le'sebiya klayim, sach le'sizu klayim, hekish from klai zroim to klai behema. Now, the Teres Chaim says, so these also, that's not a result of the te'eva, that is the te'eva. Zroim planted together is a te'eva, so you can't eat them. Behemoth being marbiah together is a te'eva. So the vlad is te'eva. It's coming from the arba together. That is the te'eva. And he says, who adin oisiv es b'nai and shaluach akan? The Gemara asks him, oisiv es b'nai, if you shecht a parent and child animal together the same day, so you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to shecht it, but you're allowed to eat it. And the Gemara says, you have exerius akasa that it's mutu, because since the Torah asin v'chusiv z'man l'gvoya, v'chlal b'lehed yitshari. And Shiluach HaKan, the Gemara says, Le'om Meter Shalach L'Tekola. And he says, there also, that's called the Te'eva. But it's a little bit shver, because there's nothing wrong with this Eisev Es B'nai. The problem is that you shechted it on the same day. So the Shechita is the Te'eva, but the actual Eisev Es B'nai is not the Te'eva. It should be like Shabbos. Teres Chaim doesn't learn that way, but I don't understand it too well. But I saw in the Maram Shif, see, Rashi has two Lashaynis in Shluch HaKan. It's hard to understand. I'm going to explain what I think Klor Pshat in the two Lashaynis Rashi has. What was the Kasha from Shluch HaKan? What was the case of Shluch HaKan that we had a Kasha that it should be like Seichel Kol Te'eva? This is what Rashi says. The first Pshat he says is when you over the Isser of Lashika Chaim Alabanim, you did the Isser, and the Halacha is that you Mechuyiv to send it. And now, the bird is muta ba'ana. So why don't you say that since you were over the isur l'sika chayim alabanim, that should make it a te'eva, and eating the bird should be like sechel kol te'eva. And that the Gemara says, l'amr ter shalach l'takol. That's the first lashon of Rashi. But then Rashi says, lishna achrina, that shiluach hakan will be asa, not because you did the aveir of shiluach hakan. Thus, Alain, the Torah told you, don't take that aim when it's on the banim. There's a lot of, don't not take the aim. Oh, so the aim is a te'eva. Not the avera you did of taking the aim is a te'eva, and that should answer the aim. The fact the Torah said, don't take the aim, that means the Torah is telling you the aim is a te'eva, l'sechel kol te'eva. So even if you never did an iser, you didn't take the aim. You sent it away. But the Torah told you not to take the aim, in them state that the aim is the te'eva. So when the first lush in the pshat is the te'eva is that I took the aim. I did the aveira of taking the aim alabanim. That's the te'eva. And in the second pshat, I never did any aveira. I did no iser. No one did any iser. The Torah told you don't take the aim. That means the Torah was messiah of the aim. The Torah asked for the aim. Oh, so that should make called te'eva. The Torah said this aim is a te'eva because you can't take it. So it should be asal olam. There should be nisr achil on it. And Rashi says he likes the second shot better, v'zen early ikr, because there's no such halacha that if you do an aveir with something, it's l'sechel kol te'eva. Because if so, chayrish b'shar v'chamor and rabia kalayim, the animal itself, not the vlad of the animal, but the animals that did harva, Chayish b'shar v'chamar, not the produce that grow from it, but the shar v'chamar itself, chayis and bipara, the behemoth should be aser. And we never said the behemoth should be aser, because according to Rashi, there's no such yisayit if you do an aveir with something, it becomes aser. When the Torah says something is ta'eva, something is aser in regard to something, now we know that it's also aser in regard to chil avanot. That's what it means, l'sechel kol ta'eva. Now, in the first lashon of Rashi, where he says it's the aveir, which Rashi doesn't like, because Rashi holds an aveir, we never wanted to say it's aser. Rashi says, hu adin, we could have answered, b'chol hani, Rashi's nusach is, ma shabbos l'chamira. But since we have an answer migufei, le'alef me'achrini. So Rashi says, b'chol hani, we could have answered that it's from Shabbos. And so the Rosh Yosef is like very bothered. What do you mean? But we said before that it's only the things that result from the te'eva that we say, ma Shabbos, the chamiri is mutter. We don't ask what results from the te'eva. So too, the result of the chaysim pipar, the result of the chayr shor b'chamar yachtov, we say is mutter. But why is Rashi using that answer for the te'eva itself? But I think the Maram Shif says that ain't a chinami. Klai Zron, similar to Basa B'chalav, is a te'eva itself. The Torah doesn't want these planted together, so the planting together means that the Zron themselves planted together are te'eva. Like the Torah doesn't want you to cook Basa B'chalav, so Basa B'chalav took together is be'etzim a te'eva. And the same thing with our Bas Kalayim. The Torah doesn't want our Bas Kalayim, so our Bas Kalayim is be'etzim a te'eva. And the Vlad, I guess, is the Harbos Klayim Alein. It's not just called the result. But Eisev Es Benoi, the Eisev Es Benoi is not the Te'eva. The Eisev Es Benoi, the Shechit is the Te'eva. The Eisev Es Benoi being Shechta B'yamecha, they're the Te'eva, L'chayr not. That's L'chayr like Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with the Eisev, there's nothing wrong with the Benoi. The problem is that you can't Shecht them on the same day. It sounds a little more dachik to say that the Eisev Es Benoi that shechted together is the Te'eva. The Teres Chaim says it. I know he does with the Lashon of the Rashi with the Kol Hani could have answered with Shabbos. But this Adam Ram Shif is learning that Klai Zrom is a Te'eva. Klai Behema is a Te'eva. Eisev Es Benoi is not a Te'eva. And Shiluach HaKana depends. In the first Lashon of the Gemara, the first Lashon of Rashi, I mean, that it's because you did the Aveir with the Shiluach HaKana, then of course the bird is not the te'eva. What you did with the bird is the te'eva. So you could have answered from Shabbos. The second lashon is saying the bird alone is the te'eva, because the Torah said not to take it. The bird on the frechem is te'eva. L'seichel kol te'eva. And Rashi's mavur, there's no havimina to aser just because you did an aveir with them, because that's not the te'eva. The muzzling's the te'eva. The mincheir sharbech mayachtav is the te'eva, not the animal. The same thing, Rashi would never ask Taisus Kasha with Sirius. Because again, the animal's not the Te'eva, the Sirius is the Te'eva. But Taisus, and the Dvar also holds like Taisus, holds not that way. Taisus holds the Yisayit of Lesechel Te'eva means, when Aveir is done, we're going to ask it Loilam. So that applies to anything that the Aveir was done with it. So Taisus prefers the Gerson, the Dvar also, that the Pshad is, Shabbos is an exception. We don't learn out from Shabbos. There's no Chilik Shabbos and Basar B'chol. Any item you use to do an aveira, that becomes us, also sech kol te'eva, and everything has its own heter. Shabbos has its heter, Lysaxum Sharabadisha has its heter, Klai Zrom has its heter, Ben Chalas B'Klayim has a heter, etc. B'kitzel L'sikum, according to Rashi, the site of Lysaxum Sharabadisha kol te'eva means, when the Torah said, Torah is telling you this, anything that I call the te'eva, in other words, anything that I said was usher, I don't like that thing, for whatever reason, now I'm making an isser achilanet on it. So basa b'cholav means I don't like basa and cholav cooked together, because you're not allowed to cook them together. So I don't like this ingredient. I don't like the basa b'cholav when they're cooked together. And the same thing would apply to klai zrum. And the same thing would apply to klai behema. Because there they have a bezunder aheter. And the same thing shluch hakan. I don't like this emal abanim. I don't want you to take it. That's a te'eva. So now we should have an Isra Achila Lailam, accepted as a het of Amater Shlach L'Takol. That's Rashi's gang in the Sugya. Eisev Es Benoi, like I said, the Teres Chaim and the Rosh Yosef nem on that Eisev Es Benoi is also a Te'eva. I don't like these two Shechted on the same day. That's the problem. Hashengen Chilul Shabbos, we have no problem with this thing being cooked. I don't even have a problem with this thing being cooked on Shabbos. we'll say more like the Chassam Sefer's word, they have a problem with the Yid that's doing the Malacha, nothing to do with the Chefs at all. Like I said, the Maram Shif was learning it. No, Eisav Smek also would have that teres from Shabbos, that there is no Te'eva there mitzad the Chefetz, it's only mitzad the Maisa that you did with it. Now, Shengen Taisus holds, the Yisrael is, you do an Aveir with the Chefetz, when Aveir is done with the Chefetz, that Chefetz becomes Aser. So who within the Kasha was on Chaisim Pipar? I did the Aveir with the cow, so the cow becomes Aser. I was Chayrish B'Sharvich Mayachtiv, so the Sharvich Mayachtiv becomes Aser. I did the Aveir of Vesikach Eim Labanim with the bird, so the bird becomes Aser. I did Chil Shabbos with an item, the item becomes Aser, and each of them have their own Zeres Akasav to be Matir. Now, the Chayrinim ask a Kasha that, why don't we say that Chametz B'Pesach should be Aser even after Pesach, also Seichel Kol Te'eva? The Tzlach over here asks this question, and the Menchas Chinuch in a few places, and the Sfas Emes in Psachim Daf Chav Ches, and the Aruch Laner mentions it in Yevamos Daf Kuf Chav Beis. Why isn't Chametz B'Pesach Aser forever because of Seichel Kol Te'eva? So then this is, there's a machlokes tanoim in Psachim. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chametz Pesach is aser forever, he has three psukim, and Reb Shimon holds that it's not. And Reb Shimon has a pasuk telling you that it's not aser forever. So the Tzlach wants to tie that maybe the kash is not really shver, because, okay, Taiz has a kash and Reb Shimon, if Reb Shimon doesn't darsh in the pasuk to aser Chametz after Pesach, why does he need a pasuk telling you that it's mutter? He just doesn't have a pasuk telling you that it's aser. So the Tzlach says, and other Achrayim, most of the Sfas Emes, that you could say, Hagufa, because Azai, L'Sechel Kol Te'eva will tell you that the Chametz of Pesach is Aser. And merely have a Pasuk telling you that it's Mutter after Pesach. He learns out from Shivas Yamim that it's only Aser Shivas Yamim, it's not Aser after Pesach. And now you want to ask the Kasher of Yehuda, which holds this Taka Aser, why does he need another Pasuk, Tepik Le'as L'Sechel Kol Te'eva? That the Slach also is not so shver, because you won't get Malkus. That's why you need a separate pasuk to tell you that you get Malkus. It's not a live Shabbat. Like some Achrenim say this teretz on the kasha we asked in the previous year, why do you need three psukim by a basa b'cholav? Why don't we go with the Rashi of a sechel kol te'eva? Now, the Sfas Emes there, Psachim Chafres, he says that another reason why Rabbi Yehuda would need a pasuk is because a sechel kol te'eva would only be if the Yid owns the Chametz. That's a te'eva, but if the guy owns chametz, so you wouldn't say le'sechel kol te'eva. So you need a pasuk if the guy owns chametz. But that Tzlach says, not the way, Tzlach says, just like with basa b'cholav, once you say le'sechel te'eva, so even if a guy cooks the basa b'cholav, it's called te'eva, because once the Torah asked this basa b'cholav to be cooked together, so it's called te'eva, so then, once the Torah asked chametz for Pesach, even if a guy is chametz for Pesach, should be called te'eva. Now, some Achrayim want to say that L'Sechel Te'eva is not charged with Chametz of Pesach because the Aveir was done B'Shev Al Tasa. All the cases of L'Sechel Te'eva, B'Shul Basa B'Cholav, Ma'aser Shabbos, that the Gemara asks, Chaisim Bipara, Chayu Shar V'Chamar, Klai Zrom, Klai Akerim, Ma'aser V'Sbenay, Shluch HaKan, they're all in Aveir that's done B'Kum V'Asei. B'Shev Al Tasa is not charged with L'Sechel Te'eva. The Menachas Chinuch says this in a few places. He says this in Mitzvah Yud Chesay's Tes, and he repeats it in Mitzvah Tov Samach Tes, and there he says that the Shara Melech says his Svarim, and the Aruch Laner also says his Svarim in Yevamos Kuf Chav Beis and Beis. The only problem is it's not in Gantz and Masbik, and they both read this ice, the Aruch Laner and the Menachas Chinuch read this ice, because you could be Eivir Chametz and Pesach with Kukum Vasei. If you buy Chametz and Pesach, or if you take flour, mix it with water, and make Chametz and Pesach, so that's become vasei. So ibezei will come out of a bechidish halacha that someone who buys chametz in Pesach or someone who makes chametz in Pesach. So that's become vasei. So there will be din of vasechel kol te'eva to aser it forever. The Sfas Emes mentions another teretz that he says that vasechel kol te'eva is only when something got mesukin by it, like you shechted it, you cooked it, something got mesukin by it. Mashen Kain, just having the Chametz of Pesach, it didn't become a sukkin, so it wouldn't be called Te'eva. I just say Shlohar, that Taisus Lamaisa learns of the Gemara, by Chaisim Pipara, and Mechayrish B'Shar V'Chamar Yachtav, that the Para and the Shar V'Chamar should be also called Te'eva, only because you have Xeris Akasa to be Matir, And there it wasn't mesukin by it b'chlal. So you see, Taisus doesn't go with that svara. And the ikas svara of the Minchas Chinuch and the Aruch Lener, and he brings from the Shara Melech, that a davar she'ein b'mayis is not l'seichel kol te'eva, I think it only still l'shitas Taisus the way we learned, that l'seichel kol te'eva means you didn't have veir with something, and mainly you lose it, mainly you can't eat it, mainly you can't have enough from it. But according to Rashi, that it's telling you that there is a te'eva here. When the Torah tells you something is a te'eva, then the Torah made a new lav of leisechel on this, that the Torah called the te'eva. So it wouldn't be shy to mechal between ma'isa and not a ma'isa. The Torah said chametz pesach is a te'eva. You see that slach, the way Esakash is mamash asking it this way. He says, "Ein lach te'eva g'dayl mizu." You got to get rid of it. You got to destroy it. It's a te'eva. Not because you didn't have air with it. So it doesn't pass this svara of there's a ma'isa or not a ma'isa. I think that whole svara only stimmed like Taisa's gang. I mean, you see from Shiluach HaKein, if I'm learning Rashi correctly, the pshat that Rashi, the lashon that Rashi says is the ikur, that Shiluach HaKein, thus alain, the Torah told you not to take the emel abanim makes the emel te'eva, so chametz pesach also. That's what Atzlach is saying, even if it belongs to a guy. Thus alain, the Torah told you, don't eat it, don't have enough from it, don't own it. You can't even own it. That means it's te'eva. So mail will be shaykh, or shaykh will call te'eva. So you wouldn't be able to say a teretz that you weren't ayvel yidei ma'isa. You wouldn't be able to say a teretz that it belongs to a guy, so it wouldn't be nichlal. You wouldn't be able to say a teretz that it wasn't changed. So welcome in Shreda Kasha, l'chay, you'd have to answer that according to Rav Shimon, there's exeris akasa of shivis yamim that is not also more than 7 days. And according to Rav Yehuda, why do you need an extra pasuk? Maybe in the Chanami to get Malkus, it shouldn't be alive, should be close, like this Lach says. And now one more Nakuda, which is negay to this Gemara, not negay to Lesechel Kol Te'eva. The Gemara's Teretz L'maisa by Shiluach HaKein is the reason how you know that the mother is not Asur, because since the Teretz said Shalach to Shalach HaSeim, you have to send away the mother. L'yom B'Teretz Shalach L'Takola. The Teretz would never say to send it away if it's Asur, because that would come out of Takola. Now, first, the red ice. The Chassam Sefer red ice, even on the tzad that it's Asur, no one did anything wrong. Because anyone who takes a bird and happens to get this bird from the Shiluach HaKein, which happens to be Asur, they don't have to think that it's Asur. They have a din of called the parish, Meruba parish. They got a bird from the Rav, they could go bust the Rav and eat the bird without a problem. So it's not the pshat that someone actually is doing something wrong. Aba l'maisa, Rav works because you could assume that it's mutter. On the tzad it's asa, you take it in aveira. Even though you didn't do anything wrong, you're an einus, but l'maisa it is an aveira. So to cause a yid to do an aveira, even though he's allowed to go and neman, it's not an aveira. So he didn't do anything wrong. But to cause a yid to do something which is taken aveira is also asa. We have a similar thing early in the Gemara Daf Tzadik Hey, where it says that you can't sell a treifa to a guy in a place where Rav Tavcha Yisrael, because maybe he'll sell it to a yid. Now the yid has a right to Neman, it's not a treifa. Rav Behemoths are not treifas. It's Rav Tavcha Yisrael. He has a right to Neman. Rav the meat that's being sold here is kosher meat. He has a right to Neman that it's kosher. That's good for why you're not allowed to sell it. So over there it says, that they had a makom shemachrizin, where the pshat is that any time someone would sell a treifa, they'd be machriz. So then you're allowed to sell it, because that's the rule they made, that when they're machriz, no one should buy from Goyim, even though be'etzim they'd be allowed to buy from the Goyim, because Rav is kosher. But still, in order to be matter someone to sell to a guy, they said, we're going to ask for everyone to buy from a guy, and we'll be machriz, and memela, that way we'll be mutter. But if it's a makom she'ein machrizin, so you can't sell it to a guy. You have also the Gemara, I need the baggage of a client. Someone has a woolen baggage and there's a linen thread. He has no idea where the linen thread is. It's lost. So now this baggage is shot. He can't sell it to a guy. He might sell it to a yid. Even though the yid, there's a line of where the baggage. He doesn't have to check it for shatnas. Mechtei said the shatnas is in the baggage. But the ma'isa, he'll be wearing shatnas. So you can cause a yid to have a michshol even though he's not doing anything wrong. The Chassam Sefer says it's the right. So the chayitz mukhen agamar, it's that way. Because if it's only midrabanan, savaita, what's the raya from the Torah that it's mutabana? Maybe since midraisi, you'll have to cause a yid to have a mikshel since he didn't do anything wrong. Vaisis midraisi, now let it cause a yid to have it. That's pashit. Now the shaila is, why isn't it mutter lemaisa because of bittul bereif? Why isn't it lemaisa heter bishleima the din of going basarayiv? Going basarayiv is a pshat that I could assume that this thing is mutter. I don't have to be chayshu that it's also I'm going basarayiv, but on the tzad it's also I did an iser. But bittul bereif is different. We spoke about it early in the afkuf. The Rosh holds you could eat all of it, but the whole teruv is b'mas achas. It's a sabach to be mutter. And even the Rashba that says you can only eat it b'zeh chazeh, we said, roi face come hold, even in the Rashba, that's only min the Rabbanan, because min the Rabbanan you need shishim. But min the Raisi, you could eat all b'mas achas. So v'aisis, it became mutter. So here, what's the problem of shlach l'takola? What's the problem? There should be in a bittul b'raiv, the bird should be bottle in all the other birds in the world, and the melech's bittul b'raiv, it should be mutter, and it's not a takola. And the Masifta Gemara brings a hamayin achreinim, a tremendous amount of achreinim that asks this kasha. We'll say over the ikarate. Now, kubshutai, and a lot of achreinim say this, the pshat is, because it's aim of al nislechatchila. The Mishnah Melech says this in Hilchas Me'ilah, Perek Zayin, Alachavav, and Kama other Achreinim. Now the Kasha they ask is like this, like the Sharem Melech asks, is a Macholos Asuris Perek Tavav, Alachachafei, that it's a Macholikis Yushainim for Dinavei Meval and Islach Achilles, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. We spoke about this earlier in Daf Tzad Neches. It's a Macholikis Yushainim, the Raivet holds him Meval and Islach Achilles, the Raisa. So then, L'chayu, you could learn that this Gemara is going, I'll say Meval and Islach Achilles. That's the Takola. You're being mevatel the isul chetchila, but according to Taisus, early in Daf Tzad Neches Amud Beis, that a meval and isul chetchila is the rabbanan. So I mean, there I said, there's nothing wrong with taking something which is asur and mixing it up with other things, and now it's batel. So what's the problem that it can't be that the mother bird is asur because the Torah wouldn't tell you to send it away? Someone can eat it. It'll be batel, and you could be mevatel and isul chetchila. That's the kasha. So can achreinim say the teretz is takei meval nislechatchila? What do you do with teretz that says a meval nislechatchila is not deraisa? So we had spoken out there the chsam sefer in Arichayim Simon Kuvchav Tes and the Neid Behuda in Yerdei Tinyana Simon Memhei that says that this din that you can meval nislechatchila according to teretz me deraisa is dafka by lach balach when. There's a bit of lach balach when the isser becomes completely absorbed in the heter, and that you could do lechachila according to Taisus, because there the isser is nevad, it's nevad b'miyutai, it's like it doesn't exist. So you may, the isser shouldn't exist. That's not a problem. Now, shengen a bit of yavish b'yavish, where there each piece is separate, and it's the teruvus because you don't know which is which, so there even Taisus is maskim that aim of al and isser lechachila is a deraisa de gedin. We spoke about it then, it seems the svara is, like the Neid Behuda says, if you know which one is Asr, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. Balach, balach, there's no such thing. It's the Isr and the Heter is completely Ma'uriv. But Bayavish, if you find out which one is Asr, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So now, before you Mevatel, you know which one is Asr. So how could you be Mevatel it? That's the way he shtells it avek. Chasm Seifer says similarly. Shaz, the Torah told you not to eat it. Navas then, if it's Mesarev with other things, so the pshat is good. This you're not allowed to eat. This you are allowed to eat. It's one big teruvus. So you go basarayiv and you're allowed to eat it. But the violence is not misarayiv. So the Torah told you not to eat it. Now you're going to go and make it a teruvus and you can't do that. You're not allowed to eat it. We spoke about it more there. So that's one you say that everyone's masking me. Mevalis achil is the raisa bayavish bayavish. There's also in the achreinim, there's a shrinon, yerideya, chelik aleph, simen gimel, sifkat nyud, and also the Yehudi Allah, the Maria Asad, in Arichayim, Simenkuf, Samaches, they say, by Isra Ano, everyone's maskim, aim of Al Nislech Etchila, by Isuri Ano. Because that's Kufa having Ano from it. You're being Mevatel, it's you having Ano from it. So by Isuri Ano, everyone be maskim, aim of Al Nislech Etchila. I know if it's a good teretz here, because you're not having Ano from it, but that's what they say. And they bring a Raya from this Gemara. Now also another teretz, that from the Yad Avram, which is in the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Tzadik Tes, Sifkat Nhei, just like Taisa said earlier, by Zrayev B'Sheila, the Gemara says it's a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Zrayev B'Sheila? The chiddush is that you'll either be mevatel v'isul lechatchila. I am mevatel lechatchila d'rabbanan. So Taisus and Rishayim say the pshat is because ein achinami, you're allowed to be mevatel, but it should be a mitzvah levatel. That's a chiddush. And I'm going to put this together with the place in one of his terutzim. He doesn't like it so much, but others say to Bechanan also, clears to say this, Bechanan here in Kaivet Shmuas, that even if it's a bottle, it's still a takola. So Mela, you could say l'metayr shlach a takola even if it's bottle. But what does it mean? You're allowed the chatchila to mevatel it. Teretz says you're allowed to, but you shouldn't. It's still called a takola. The place he says, you see, that there's a din l'mashal davisheshem atirim, you say, "Ashtechlenu beisa, techlenu beheter." You don't eat it right away. You wait till it becomes muti. You don't not say mechabitol. Bitol's not a heter lechatchila. It's a b'di'evit. So that's what's called the takal. The Torah should go tell you to be mevatel, and someone's going to eat it. Enechinam will be muter als bitol. But and enechinam, you even allow. There's no iser. There's no technical iser to go be mevatel and iser lechatchila. But the Torah wouldn't tell you to do it. That's kufa pshat l'matar shlach l'takol. That's, and the Makar is by Zerayi B'Shela. We call it a chiddush. We call it a chiddush because it's not a good thing to eat iser, even with bittul. Even though you're allowed to do it. But the Torah wouldn't tell you dafka to do it. Here the Torah told you dafka to do it. That's enough of a raya that it's not usir. That's the third teretz. So again, the kasha was, what's the problem? Shlach l'takol ayitz bittul. So it's not a takol. The teretz is aim aval nisla. The kasha is I aim aval nisla is only the rabbanan. The teretz is either by yavish be yavish it's their isa. They safe and the same safe and they view that we spoke about earlier. Or by surah no it's their isa. Or even if it's the rabbanan, even if me the isa you'll add a beam of asa, but it's not a good thing. And the male of the Torah would never tell you to do it bedafka. Like Taisus says, that's the chiddush of Zoya Vishayim that the Torah told you bedafka to mevato it. The Hamakne in Kedushin Naflamites, he says he is said that even if you allow to be mevatel in Isla Chetchila, that's only if the person being mevatel, it is he himself is going to eventually not know which one is us or which one is mutter. So now it's batel, period. Mashengen, if the one is being mevatel, is going to know which one's us or which one's mutter. But he's being mevatel it so that someone else won't know which one's us or which one's mutter, and he'll eat it. Because he could be saying mecham bittul. That avadi you're not allowed to do. That's called being machshalim. So here, you're sending away the bird. You know which bird it is. Maybe you'll recognize it with tviyasayin or you have a simon or whatever it is. And still the Torah told you to send it away. So you'll always know which bird it is. The other guy won't know. You can't go and make a bittul, which to you is not a bittul, that the other guy should have a bittul. That's called being machshalim. They're stating the sefer amachna and kedushin daf mamates on this kasha. Now the other achrayim that go with the gang that maybe with chayshish there won't be a bittul. The Sharam Melech says maybe with chayshish that someone might catch the bird before it's nazarif, so it never was bittul. Sharam Melech is a machalas asuris practice vavalach lafei, and the placey in Yeridayasim and Kufsif Kut Aleph. First he stam as he said that if one person knows which one is the iser, it's not bittul. If there is a yid around that knows which one is the issa, we just don't know where this guy is. He can't tell us. But there's somebody who knows which one's us, the hills, it's not batal. The Chavis Das, in Simon Kuf Yitzif Kanvav, argues dark on him. He says, no. Even if there's a guy that knows, but if you don't know it, for you it's batal. And he starts saying, maybe another teretz that maybe with Cheshish that a guy will take this bird, and then it'll get mixed together with two birds, one nevela, one ksheira. So he'll think that now it's batal b'roiv, because this bird, plus the ksheir b'mevatal the nevela, and really this bird is also aser. So now he won't be batal b'roiv. He'll be chayz of an ear, because he's surmei mevatal and zezeh. Yeah, he mutches with that case. Malk upon him, there is a gang to say that maybe it won't be a bittal, either because maybe the guy will catch it before it becomes batal, or maybe the place he sheet is as long as somebody knows which one is us, which one is mut, is not Chayach Bittul. But Rav Shimon Shkab, in Shari Yeshir, Shari Gimel Perek Vav, he says that there's Bechal no Bittul over here. He says the Yisayid that Bittul, in order to be a Teruvus, all the things in the Suffolk have to be in one place. You can't be Mevato with the birds all over the world. It has to be in one place. The male is Bechal not Chayach Bittul. That's what he says. That Svar is not so Mechuch L'Dayti. He buys it ice, he brings rice. But I saw Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shmuas. He says that the Yisayin and Bittul has to be Noida Taruvis. The Zisaydim Bittel has to be Neida Teruvus. We have that in the Mishnah in Trumas. There's such a thing that has to be Neida Teruvus. L'mashal afin the Rosh. That when you have Bittel, you can do all them Bavasachas. And if you take, let's say you have one piece of Nevela and two pieces of Shkuta, if it's not a Chetich or Liskabit. So the piece of Nevela is Bittel. And then you take all three pieces of meat and you cook it all together in a pot, with a lot of potatoes or whatever it is, it's all mutter. Even though you now have clearly a piece in the veil of this pot which is giving time to the whole pot, and it's less than shishim, it's still mutter because it was bottled already. But that's only if it was neida teruvus. Means you already had a suffix on these three pieces of meat, which is nevel or which is shruta. You came out with bittel bereiv, then you could even cook them together. But let's say the cook had no idea b'chal there was a nevel here, took the three pieces of meat on the counter, put it all in a pot, had no idea that there was an avail here. Then somebody comes running in and says, there was an avail here. But now all the pieces are gone. You don't say batal, because it wasn't neida teruvus. Even if the guy would have came and said that one of these pieces are an avail, and the cook already mixed them up, so you'll say a teruvus. But since at that time it wasn't neida teruvus, and now we have them all together in a pot, and there's no shishim kenegad an avail, man, this also. They needed neida teruvus to shafa bittal. So here, the guy who's getting the bird, he doesn't know about the teruvus. There's no neida teruvus, so there can't be a bittel. Chayav erichtig is svara. And you could say even more, and I think this is the svara that the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch, the second Tzemach Tzedek, is an Arachayim Simon Samach. He says he can't say bittel because we're not being done on the whole teruvus. Bittel is a pshat that we have a nidin. We have a bunch of chatichas here. One of them is us, we don't know which one. So mele, we have a svar of bittel. But if all we have lefenenu is one bird, there are a lot of birds in the world, we're not being down on them, b'chlal. They're not lefenenu, we don't have them. Is a mele, it wouldn't be shayach bittel. If a guy would catch three birds, and let's say he knows that there was a shaluch akan out there, and a guy would catch three birds, so good. So now, there was only one asa bird that was pirish, and now I have three, so two of them are zicha mutter, so I could say bittel b'roi. But if I only catch one bird, so I can't say it's bittel to all other birds. The other birds are not in my nidain b'chlal. They're not in my shayla b'chlal. Mel's b'chol not shayach bittel. So the kids were saying three svaris why it's not shayach bittel. The shayyesh is saying because you need that the whole teruvah should be in one place. You can't be in tzarif different places to make a teruvah. Rabbi Chanan is saying because you need neida teruvah. And the person getting the bird had no idea that there was a teruvus, had no idea that there was a bird that flew away that was asur b'hanah. And I'm saying, and I think this is what the Tzemach Tzedek is saying, you need a teruvus that you're being done on. It's not that the birds are flying, which you don't have b'chlal, you're not being done on them, so it's not shayach bittel. It's only shayach called the parish muva parish, but it's not shayach bittel b'rayv in such a case. To me, it sounds like a gevaldige svara, and maybe the teruvus also sounds like a richtige svara. And the Shayesh Svar is also Shayech, but Lameisa, all the Gdali Achrenim, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Shara Melech, the Plesi, the Neida Behuda, the Chsam Sefer, the Makar Chaim, the Oivai Gdali Achrenim, they all name on that Avadar is Bittel here, that's why they're much Ezech, because Eim Avatlan is Lechatchila, because it's Yavish B'Yavish, because it's Isser Anah. So everyone knows Eim Avatlan is Lechatchila, because it's, the Torah would never tell you, but Davka to be Mavatl, because it's still called the Takala, but the all name on that this would be a case not only of called the parish and Ruba parish, but it would be a case of Bittel Bereiv. It's not Negei Lalacha, because in the end, but the evidence, anyway, Mutak upon him has called the parish. The Shaila is just in Lomdus to answer the Shaila, why is it a Takala? It's Bittel Bereiv. And Kazicha here is right, it's Bechalan Sheikh Bittel Bereiv, either because it's Leineida Teruvis, or Abshimin Svar, because in Apamakim Echon. Well, the svara that I'm saying, which I think the Tzemach Tzedek is saying, because the nidin is only on this bird, it's not a nidin on more birds, so mainly you can't include them in the teruvus for a bittel. But like we said, all the gedalei gedalim don't seem to hold that way.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.